A look at business in Egypt during a state of emergency.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. In the last few minutes, President Obama canceled joint U.S.-Egyptian military exercises. The move came after more than 525 people died amid a military crackdown in Egypt on supporters of ousted President Morsi. Speaking from Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, where he's vacationing, the president deplored the carnage and said this.
This morning, we notified the Egyptian government that we are canceling our biannual joint military exercise, which was scheduled for next month. Going forward, I've asked my national security team to assess the implications of the actions taken by the interim government and further steps that we may take as necessary with respect to the U.S.-Egyptian relationship.
He said America cannot determine that country's future. The hope is for a, quote, peaceful, democratic, prosperous Egypt. To achieve that, the president said the Egyptians are going to have to do the work. Banks and many businesses are closed in Egypt through Monday now. The country's military-backed government has imposed a state of emergency set to last about a month. When I was in Cairo covering the Egyptian economy in the wake of the Arab Spring more than 2 years ago, among the business owners I spent time with was Zainab Khalifa, who has two jewelry stores in the Egyptian capital. I reached her again today. Good morning, Zainab.
Good morning, my dear.
So you are closed for business today?
Yes. Yes, we are. I was in the street to see what's going on, and I was buying some things for my house, and I'm now staying at home to organize some things, and I'm calling, of course, in the afternoon the people. We are going to be shut down till next Monday, till we see. So I don't want the people who are working, they're coming from everywhere and from far away, they get trouble in the street, or they cut off the transportation on them. So how are they going to be back home?
Banks are shut today. Is that an additional hardship for you, or were you able to make plans for that?
It is hard for me and for the worker, but still the circumstances of the country just has to be, we have to handle it. We cannot do anything about it now. All we have to be wise, and we have to handle the situation.
For you and your family and your businesses, what do you hope happens next in the coming days, in the coming weeks in Egypt?
I hope to see the military away from the political scene completely. That's what I really wish.
You want to see a shift back to some sort of democratic civilian process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm dying for this. The military regime, it's not going to last.
Zainab Khalifa owns two jewelry stores in the city of Cairo. Ms. Khalifa, thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear.
Now let's check this down stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 215 points, a drop of 1.4%, a similar percentage drop for the S&P 500, which is now down at 1661, the NASDAQ Composite Index down 1.2%. The 10-year bond yield is up sharply to about 2.79%. Inflation at the retail level moved up 0.2% in July, as measured by today's Consumer Price Index. One company with better fortunes today than Walmart, where the stock was down 2.2% after the company's profits were less than expected and it chopped its sales outlook for the months ahead because of continued weakness in the economy. That company faring better is Estee Lauder. Profits today surged, nearly doubling from a year earlier. Sales are up there. That's in part because of what the beauty brand is doing overseas. Stan Alcorn reports.
You've probably heard of the lipstick effect, that when money's short, people buy cheap luxuries like lipstick. That's basically true, according to beauty industry analyst Shannon Romanowski.
The color cosmetic industry actually fared better than most during the recession.
Estee Lauder has more than doubled its value in the last 4 years, lately profiting from consumers returning to higher-end products like MAC makeup. But if you call what's been Estee Lauder's fastest-growing market, you might be surprised.
Macinella Franco, boa tarde.
That's good afternoon from a MAC store in Brazil. Karen Grant, a senior analyst at NPD, says one of MAC's advantages is that half its product line is for people with darker skin.
It is a really great brand to then leverage abroad.
She says it's also the rare luxury good to benefit from counterfeiting.
In South Africa, there were so many knockoffs that they were like, well, you know, I suppose we offer them the real thing.
MAC is now in Nigeria and is coming soon to Botswana and Zambia. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Arizona State University Online, offering more than 60 undergraduate and graduate online degree programs at radio.asu.edu. Personal Finance Reporting on Marketplace is supported by Ally Bank, who believes intelligent news and knowledgeable customer service should be available around the clock. Learn more at allybank.com.
Activist shareholders have been getting more headlines than great white sharks this late summer, with William Ackman resigning from the JCPenney board and Carl Icahn taking a big stake in Apple, then driving the share price higher with his Twitter messages. Kate Davidson looks at the good and the bad that these crusaders can bring to a company.
Activist investors do have a kind of bad boy appeal. They buy a bunch of shares, flex their muscles, and try to force changes that increase shareholder value. Charles Elson directs the Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance.
I think the most successful thing they do is forcing boards to reexamine dogma.
He cites Home Depot, Waste Management, and AutoZone, also Yahoo, where an activist investor led the charge to install Marissa Meyer, the company's sixth CEO in five rocky years. Which brings us to what Wharton professor Mike Youssim calls
the woes of JCPenney.
Here, activist investor William Ackman also pushed for a new CEO, one who produced a $1 billion loss in his first year.
And if an activist investor ultimately brings in the wrong CEO, we can see dramatic swings in the performance of the companies so involved.
JCPenney is now trying to recover, but without Ackman on its board. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
Netflix these days produces big shows for release digitally. Think of House of Cards. Now, Microsoft will reportedly fund a remake of an old British sci-fi series and release it on its Xbox Live service. You may or may not remember Blake 7, the space opera from the disco era. Microsoft has already said it's working with Steven Spielberg on another series drawn from the Halo video game. In New York, I'm David Brancaccia with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Say you're a company that wants a brand new website domain, or me, and you want to buy .O'Leary. It could cost you a pretty penny, $200,000, in fact.
We have to protect that if people do buy a fadi.o'Leary, that in a year, O'Leary will be around to service that website.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary, the world of new, pricey domain names, next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.